The U.S. Centers for Disease Control announced over the weekend that monkeypox is causing health problems in the Western Hemisphere for the first time ever. At least 25 people from Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana may have contracted the virus and are experiencing a mild fever and skin rash. Health officials believe the Wisconsin outbreak may be linked to some pet prairie dogs that were sold in two Milwaukee pet stores or a swap meet in Wausau. City of Milwaukee Health Commissioner Seth Foldy says health officials are trying to limit the spread of the virus, but have not accounted for all prairie dogs that were in an infected batch of animals.
So we have put out the call in southeast Wisconsin that anyone who has had contact with a prairie dog, whether it be in a store or a swap meet or a home, since April 1, give us a call so that we can try and account for the fate of all of the animals that may have been shipped into the state in April or May.
Foldy says he hopes any diseased prairie dogs or other animals are not released into the wild or passed on to shelters or other people. Foldy and other health officials are trying to temper any public health concerns about monkeypox, even though it's in the same family as smallpox. Foldy acknowledges monkeypox has been fatal in some cases in Africa.
But of course, that is the experience in a very different part of the world, very different healthcare system, very different sanitation and nutritional strength of the population.
The State Ag Department and State Division of Public Health are already moving to ban the sale, import, and movement of prairie dogs in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.